and the Soybean Checkoff.
And good morning, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Now, last week we had a busy few days at FarmFest near Redwood Falls, had many different interesting political forums that were held last week, and especially in regards to the U.S. Senate race, as we had comments from Karen Housley, who was the primary winner on the Republican side, and Tina Smith, who was the primary winner on the DFL side, and they each commented on many issues involving agriculture and especially trade. And I know the question was posed by Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp regarding trade, and are we conveying that message to D.C. that it is so important to agriculture and Minnesota agriculture? Senator Tina Smith had her comments last week at FarmFest.
Thank you, Kevin. And first, I want to just say how honored I am to be here as your United States Senator. Thank you to the moderator and to our panelists. And I've been to FarmFest many times. I don't know how I didn't get one of these cool red ponchos, though, when I first got here. I've seen way worse weather than this. And my advice to all of you who haven't been here before is do not miss the corn ice cream. It is a real treat. But to your question, Kevin, yes, we have applause for the corn ice cream over here. This trade situation that farmers are facing in Minnesota and around the country is a significant challenge, especially to farmers that are just starting out and don't have the equity built up that they really need. It is a problem that is hurting not only our bottom lines, but it is also hurting the future of farming in this state. What I've been doing in the Senate is going directly to the administration and calling on them to tell us what farmers are asking me about. What's the plan here? How are we going to get out of this endless round of disputes and into a permanent solution that goes beyond a $12 billion Band-Aid?
Senator Tina Smith, her comments and response, it was raining on that Tuesday morning, was a bit of a icky day, to say the least. Also, Karen Housley, she also commented as well regarding trade and how to convey that message to those in D.C., on the right way for Minnesota farmers.
And I want to thank the organizers of this event. I know how hard these things are to put on, so thank you, and thanks for everybody for coming today on this rainy, wet day. I think there's a couple of waters of the U.S. out there in the road. When it comes to trade, no one has suffered more than you guys out there in your industries. It with the uncertainties that you face across the board, whether it comes to commodity prices or weather, and now to add another layer of uncertainty, it's scary. But yet, with that being said, there's nobody that can benefit more than a fair trade agreement. And to your point question, Kevin, is I have a direct line to the president. Being on the same team, when there's any issues that come up, and I've done it once already before, gone straight to his administration to say, you know what, people here in Minnesota aren't happy with what you said or how things are going. So when it comes to the trade issue, we've got to be patient, and hopefully the president can get this done sooner rather than later to ease the anxiety that's happening.
Also, Gary Werdish from Minnesota Farmers Union posing the question on their stance regarding renewable fuels and some of these ethanol waivers issued to petroleum companies as well recently. And Housley here responds to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. I do support the renewable fuel standard, and I think ethanol is so important to our corn growers here, and I disagree with Mr. Painter. The president is not against ethanol or our corn growers. He's actually supporting it. Just the other day, he said the waiver for the E15 gasoline for the blend, the 6 months that it is not being able to be sold, he would like to lift that regulation and have it be sold year-round. And I think that is a really good idea, and it's another new market for our corn growers. And it removes that additional regulation. So I absolutely support our renewable fuel standards when it comes to both of our biofuels.
And Senator Tina Smith answering that same question.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for your question. Renewable energy is affordable, it is clean, it is homegrown, it contributes to our energy security, and it contributes to jobs and our economic opportunity in all over Minnesota. Renewable energy is rural energy. It is a vital part of what we do here in the country. You asked something very specific, though, that I want to get to, which is the path that this administration has taken with handing out these secret waivers to the big refineries so that they're not required to fulfill their obligation to include renewables in their blends. And I think that's just flat out wrong. I've been fighting that. And it's bipartisan opposition to this from Democrats and Republicans across the big farm states who see that this isn't good for our country. So I think we need to fight hard against it. And just want to emphasize that it's a bipartisan effort on this.
Senator Tina Smith and also Karen Housley, their comments on a few ag issues regarding renewable fuels, also trade and more. They had a chance to speak last week at Farm Fest, and will face off in that Senate race as well in November. So additional coverage of our Farm Fest coverage last week near Redwood Falls here this morning on CHASM Radio.